New Country Z100 and good morning. It is the return of the second most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelorette. And Claire Crawley is the gal's name who is going to try and find love on national television. Of course, to break everything down, the morning after, my beautiful wife, Nurse Joy, joining me on the phone line today. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Babe, your first impressions of Claire Crawley, The Bachelorette.
Well, we know Claire from previous seasons, and I think you said it best when you said that she just maybe was trying too hard. She was very, I don't know, she was trying very hard. I'll put it that way, trying too hard.
And they had, what, they had 25 guys out there?
I think there was more like 30.
That's what I was thinking.
Something.
There was a bunch of them, and my main thing that I noticed about the bachelors who are trying for Claire's heart, all of their dress pants look like capris to me, Joy.
It was a sight to see. I think that's the cool thing to do. That's the fashion now, Dave. But you wear the really short dress pants that look like capris, and then no socks, and then dress shoes.
No socks with the penny loafers. That looks uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's a blister waiting to happen right there.
But one guy in particular, his name I think was Jordan, that showed up and it looked like he was getting ready to cross a river.
They were the shortest pants I'd ever seen. I liked Jordan, though. He had a really good impression. She sent him home, sadly, but I really did like him other than the pant situation.
Of all the guys that Claire Crawley met last night, what are some of your top picks? Who are the ones that you liked out of the crew of Bachelors?
I really liked the guy named Jason, and he was, I guess, an ex-football player, professional football player. I think he's from Virginia now. He lives in Virginia. He was very sweet, very personable. Blake was okay. I liked Easy. Easy was very cool. He seemed very normal and like he was there for the right reasons.
Yes.
But I think those three stood out to me the most.
Well, apparently the internet is just running amok over rumors about Claire Crawley and meeting a former professional football player as well in Dale.
So, Claire, my name is Dale. While it's been a long time coming, I couldn't be more excited to take this journey with you. And I really do feel this is going to be special.
So they really feel it's going to be special. And then after Dale's meeting with Claire, she tells Chris Harrison this.
Did you say you think you may have just met your husband?
Yeah. Every other guy I felt confident with. But with Dale, everything else went dark around me. I don't even know what I just said. Did I sound okay? Did I say anything at all?
Wow.
So what do you think about Dale? Because apparently she quits the show to go run away with Dale is the rumor.
It's a weird deal because honestly, as many times as we've watched this show, I've never seen that happen either. I've never seen them pick someone that quickly and react like she did. So there must have been something there that we didn't see. You know, she obviously felt something immediately. He seems very sweet. He knows exactly what to say. He's easy to talk to. Obviously they hit it off.
In a big way, because if this does happen the way it's supposed to, Claire and Dale run away, or the bachelors are all ticked off, and then comes in Tasia, a former bachelorette, and she will be the new one here in the upcoming weeks. We'll just have to see how it all unfolds, Joy.
Well, I'm going to stick to my three, even with Tasia. I like Tasia. I can tolerate her way better than Claire, so I'm excited. I'm excited for that.
All right, so there we go. Our first Bachelorette update here. The second most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelorette. Nurse Joy, my beautiful wife, I hope you have a wonderful day, babe, and I love you.
Thank you. You too. Love you.